This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today in our study of Malachi 3, let's focus on things we should appropriate. In spite of dishonoring God, he extends an invitation in verse 7. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. God wants restoration. Verse 6 declares, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. They should have been destroyed, but God is patient, slow to anger, willing to extend his love and forgiveness. So we should appropriate this promise. If you return to God, he will return to you in the sense you will know his presence once again. Then give God his due. Everything you have is his. You owe him everything. All he asks is a tenth of it as a token that you acknowledge you belong to him. In addition, with gratitude, we should give him free will offerings. Whatever we say, do, or give should be out of gratitude. He is delighted when we give to him and others. Somewhat surprisingly, he actually encourages us to test him. He really does want us to experience his abundant grace. He wants us to see if he will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that we will not have room enough for it. Why not appropriate this and his many other promises so that not only will our lives be blessed, but many others will receive the blessing as well?